Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Milt Burns. Batting second. The second baseman, Len Schult. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting seventh. The catcher, Red Hayworth. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ellis Clary. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kramer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Kramer. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Red Borum. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. And now, play ball. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Borum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borum hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Borum for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo strikes out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Kramer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moore for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clary fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schult misplays the ball. That's an error on Schult. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayworth moves to second. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer bunts towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Mayo covering, for the out. Hayworth moves to third. Clary moves to second. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns is walked intentionally. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a pop-up towards the mound. Kramer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout strikes out. Two outs. Red Borum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borum is 0-for-1 in the game. Borum hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Borum juggles the ball. That's an error on Borum. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Borum fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hayworth hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cullen Bine. Hayworth reaches second base with a double. Moore moves to third. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clary hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-0 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Moore scores. Hayworth scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Browns. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Burns reaches second base with a double. Kramer scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Browns. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. Schult hits a pop-up towards short. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Krivic. Mayo reaches second base with a double. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mayo moves to third. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. York strikes out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Swift for a passed ball. Krivic moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens strikes out. 1 out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Outlaw hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0 for 1 in the game. Trout hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Haworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haworth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Haworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clary hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kramer hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Borum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borum is 0 for 2 in the game. Borum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schultz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mayo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy Yerk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yerk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yerk is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 3 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Borum fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schult scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Outlaw hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Clary settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Trout. McQuinn moves to second. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 3 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hayworth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. It's 5-0, Browns. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clary hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0 for 2 in the game. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Stevens. Trout moves to second. Red Borum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borum is 0 for 3 in the game. Borum hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schult catches it and throws to second with Stevens covering, to double up Trout. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-4 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mayo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-3 in the game. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. York takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.